Thanks so much for coming. My name is Dave Scanlon. I'm going to be playing roughly 25 minutes of music about the Greenland shark. I'm not sure exactly how this project came about, but it became a bit of an obsession. So I've been writing about the Greenland shark. Everything that you hear tonight will be about that shark. Probably keep writing about the shark. Thanks so much to Matt for having me. Thanks so much to Jelko for presenting that. I'm looking forward to all of this.
should we celebrate your birthday with yolk for food, secretions and sad siblings? Days in darkness, the fertilized egg lives with yolk for food. Secretions and remain in the womb. And how should we celebrate your birthday? Yolk for food. Secretions and remain in the womb. And gray, brown, green, in and out, I see in combination. Gray, brown, green, in and out, I see in combination. I wanna tell my shark, male shark, immature, maturing. Female shark, immature, maturing, developing. Early gravid, midterm gravid, late gravid, postnatal, catalog life form. How should we celebrate your birthday with yolk for food? Why do we call dirt earth and not water? Why do we call dirt earth and not water? I wanna tell my shark. Throughout the North Atlantic and Arctic oceans at varying depths and reverberant places, boundless to me, well, formal for the shark. And I look at flights from Hartford to Iqaluit. On Wednesday mornings, I walk to the water and look in with a sea mask, but I've yet to see my shark. Sharks thinking. just killing. Sharks' movement is beyond mine, and my walking multiplied by 0.33 roughly, and this is not slow to you. And I think of the wonderful anxious sparrow in Redwall, jazz fusion with the record played too fast, and watching me, my decisions glacial, I extrapolate to Greenland shark and think of magic, brilliant stones en route to elsewhere. And the shark's thinking on slowed tapes. And I know Greenland shark is an elder, my own species infatuated with Greenland shark's age. And humans know you live between 272 and 600 years, and I know very little, and I worry as a grown child worries for their parent. And Dorothy Alasky stated poets see a poem as a place to demonstrate the interaction between their persona and the animal, and to become one with the animal. And this is a way that poetry can teach us to be human. And there will be roughly 5 generations of my family before you are pregnant and loud viral behavior. And sea urchin barren, does the sea urchin worry for the kelp and my bacterial propagation, resilient to insight and moves like the sparrow? The shark's thinking in large shapes with a soft, stately bow. Placed on us both. silent, nearly sightless, nearly Greenland shark, you've all the information you need. A dead seal along the bottom rocks off the coast of Baffin Island, signaling quiet readiness. The shark and I share a sensational reality, distance to the seal, time scaled 1/6. Does memory scale? Does more time mean more memory? Well, maybe. And the shark's thinking in large shapes. And the Greenland shark and I share a physical reality in regards to the duration of the seasons and the duration of the year. The Earth's rotation being our shared objective union of time. And if I were to age at a slowed rate, and if I were to move at 1/6 the rate, would my relationship to this shared objective union of time be proportionally slowed? Well, I'm making an unfair leap. Slowed movement being slowed action, well.
No.
notary brought your proof post marking your deeds have been prepaid. All my funds and assets belonging buried beneath bent thick bedrock bestowing my shark, take me as prey. And I penciled in precisely what I donate to on my license, handwritten and then fastened to reading organ donor for the bottom of the sea. Organ donor for the bottom of the sea.
Thanks so much.